When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Shares for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
I was interviewing Andrew Page of Strawman on the 24th of April this year. It was on the day that BlueScope Steel announced a significant earnings upgrade. I used this opportunity to create this quick tip to find out about Andrew's thoughts on what it meant, why he doesn't invest in companies that are exposed to commodities, what the fundies are doing once this news comes out, and more importantly, the immediate effect on the share price. Okay, so let's have a quick look at a case that just came up this morning.
Okay.
We should date stamp this. We're recording on Monday, the 24th of April, day before Anzac Day in 2023. We're most probably two of the few people still working today.
It only dawned on me this morning that, wait a sec.
Anyway, so this announcement came, I read in the paper, and it's about BlueScope Steel. Now, BlueScope significantly raises second half EBIT, earnings before interest and tax guidance, to between $700 and $770 million. The new guidance is above the prior range of $480 million to $550 million.
Whoa, what an upgrade.
That's a pretty good upgrade, isn't it? Yeah, because of steel prices.
Yep.
So I'm just not so, and you know nothing about BlueScope. You don't own BlueScope.
I don't.
I've got a small holding in BlueScope, which is why it was of interest to me.
Yep.
And what happens now? What I mean, are these analysts running around now putting these numbers in their spreadsheets?
Absolutely.
This is what's happening, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's two lessons to take from this. I think the first one is this happens all the time. So it means that fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Companies too often, I think, give guidance to the market because the market demands it. Mm. And I say, what could I have possibly have a problem with that? Well, the reality is the people inside the business running the show don't know what's going to happen over the next year. It's different if you've got a high retention subscription kind of business. That's pretty easy to forecast. When you're a commodity operator like BlueScope, you tell me what the price of steel is going to be next year. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Ask the CEO. He'll have an opinion. Mm. He'll have a better opinion than me. And he's going to give guidance on that opinion. But this is the first lesson to take from this, isn't everyone just jumps to, oh, now it's going to be this. Like, well, no. Prior to today, they were saying this figure. That was their best guess. And this isn't to laugh at them or to be anything like that. It's just to say, these are guesses. Okay, so that's the first thing to take into account. Analysts will be running around, and I haven't seen the share price today, but I assume there's a big, it's gone up.
Well,
quite a bit.
Let's have a quick look while you talk.
I bet it's gone up. And what they, it's not so, here's the maths. When you do those discounted cash flows that all these analysts will be doing, is that, again, think of the definition, the sum total of all cash flows from here till eternity for this business. If they double their profit this year, more than what you're expecting, but everything else is the same, when you add it all together, it's actually not going to change the valuation too much.
Mm.
This was the classic, COVID was the example of this, where it's sort of like, it was a disaster for a lot of companies for that particular year, particularly if you're in retail or travel or something like that. But none of them went to zero, even though their sales often went to zero for that, because, well, there are other periods in which we sort of expect it to come back. So to answer your question, yes, people will be adjusting their formulas with the new figure for this full year. And that should have a small impact. Even though that's a very big lift in profit, again, when you do the math. But where it probably yields a bigger output than you might expect is because it will taint the view of other periods as well. It's like, wow, they're going to do this much this year. Geez, maybe the year after they can do a little bit more. So it sort of shifts that expectation up. What is the share price?
It's down.
Okay. What are we at? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Minus 0.14. So it's flat, basically.
It's just very flat, yeah.
So what is that?
It hasn't excited the market.
What's going on there? I think the only rational explanation of that is, well, more or less, the market would already cottoned on to the fact. Analysts who focus on steel companies know what the price of steel is.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. So it's gone up from, hang on a sec, I'm just going in the share price very quickly. So from in January, it was worth $17 and now it's $20 and yep. something. Yeah.
So they've come out and confirmed what the analysts have been thinking,
looking ahead.
Oh, look, they're still, look, they've, we think.
So this is when they say that is baked into the price.
Baked into the price.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. And so whenever you see those, that's often comes up in earnings season all the time. Wait a second. The company had a really strong result and the share price went down, or it was a terrible result and the share price went up.
No, it's because analysts expected more.
It's not a question of good or bad. Is it better or worse than expected?
Yeah.
The market is always looking forward.
Yeah.
But that's a great example.
And so, but some of these analysts would have been looking at the steel prices and factoring in these figures.
Yep.
Prior to this and possibly expecting that they're going to do well, you know, and they're going in January and buying at $17.
Yeah. Now, by the way, let's not give them too much credit. There'd be plenty of other analysts who just didn't see that coming, or maybe they saw it coming, but, you know, they were so early, it was the equivalent of being wrong in that kind of stuff. So there's a self-fulfilling prophecy of some description that comes in. If I was an investor in BlueScope, I would be looking at that and it's just like, I'd be happy for that news. It's better than a downgrade.
Yeah.
But it's what really matters is, where are earnings likely to, what I want to be directionally correct, not hyper-specifically correct on this current financial year.
Mm.
And I look at, I mean, I said I don't own shares. Well, the main reason I don't is not because I don't like the company. I think as far as people who make steel products, they do a very good job.
Mm.
It's just a very tough industry.
Mm.
And they are beholden to international commodity markets, different input costs, power charges, energy, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And it's just diabolically hard to guess at. I think that's another really good lesson for investors, is that we feel as though we should be able to form a view on every company. And as a bit of a talking head, I fell into that trap in the early, you know, oh, what do you think about? I said, oh, here's what I think about that. And as I've gotten a bit older and wiser, I've realized that actually the wisest answer you can often give is, I don't know. Because if you don't know, you don't know. The good thing is there's 2,000 stocks out there, right? And I would say that probably at least 3/4 of the stocks on the ASX, I put on the too hard basket.
Mm.
They could be great companies, but Buffett talks about, I don't want 10-foot bars to hurdle over. I want a 1-foot bar I can step over. Now, every company's got challenges with forecasting, but if I'm looking at, I don't know, Woolworths, great example, right? I think you can, if we have to guess at what the per share earnings are in 3 or 5 years, we'll get a difference of view, but there won't be much of a wide spread in where we think it could be.
Mm.
If you ask 10 people where BlueScope is going to be in 5 years, you get a very wide spread. And that's just because of there's all this added degree of difficulty in, because, you know, with Woolies, it's a non-discretionary retailer. People are going to need toilet paper and baked beans, you know, no matter what. People might not need to put a new roof on their house or a new collar bond fence up if things are tough. So it's just, again, it's not a bad thing. It's just something to be aware of, is that again, first principles, if everything on my valuation comes back to forecasting the future, I want something that is easier to forecast than something that's more difficult to forecast. and I'm usually a little bit negative on commodity companies, and people think, you know, I hate mining, or I don't. It's a very important endeavor for society, and I wish them the very best of luck. But I also know my limitations as an investor. I just don't know what the iron ore price is going to be next year, let alone the year after that. And I generally know that these are highly cyclical industries, highly commodified industries, just difficult. And I'll go and swim in the kiddies pool and leave that to the adults. Because there are other companies out there that have really reliable, stable earnings. And more boring, I grant you, but they make your life a lot easier.
Why am I buying, holding, or selling a share? If you can't answer that basic question, then you don't have a plan. I know, I invested for many years without a plan. The best investors are ruthless in executing their plans. I've been fortunate to meet many great investors on the podcast. Tony Kynaston is one of the best. He has a clear and systematic approach to investing that is honest, sensible, and methodical. It's also worked for over two decades, and he's a great guy. It's called QAV, Quality at Value. QAV now offer an excellent light plan for only $29 per month. You can follow their buy and sell recommendations and learn the ropes. And the first month is free when you use the promo code SFBLIGHT. Go to qavpodcast.com.au to sign up. That's qavpodcast.com.au using the promo code SFBLIGHT. Past performance is not a guarantee of future returns. Please read the QAV FSG and consult a financial professional before investing. I receive a small commission for services I recommend, and I only recommend services I use myself.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.